Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com. Here was a name you know, because we try to interview her at least twice a year. There's always so much to talk about, and we're going to be talking about Impact Bound for Glory on October 23rd. Special start time, 10 p.m. Eastern. We've got one of the greatest knockouts champions of all time, Deonna Purrazzo. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Well, I feel like I don't need to ask how you are, because I know, right?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing awesome. And I mean, I can't remember the last time we talked on camera. Maybe it was right before you signed with Impact officially. But I mean, things are so much different now than they were back then, like a year ago.
Yeah. It's been a crazy, crazy year.
I mean, you've accomplished quite a few things. You're now a 2-time knockouts champion. You are now cumulative days second only to, I believe, Gail Kim.
Yeah. That's insane.
My God, it's crazy, because I mean we were joking about 0-20 about a year ago, and now here you are, and you are a lot of people's dream match right now. How does that feel after, I'm sure, a roller coaster year and a half, completely separate of wrestling, but especially with wrestling?
Yeah, it's crazy. I think that I didn't really like have any goals when I started at Impact, or I didn't really know where I was going to end up, or if I was going to wrestle, or I was just going to, you know, go back to teaching, or what I was going to do. But to kind of have been in that space and now, you know, almost 2 years later, be a dream match for someone, you know, have all these incredible matches with legends from all over the world, and, you know, be a champ is really, really special to me, and just really cool.
And not only that, I mean, you're constantly in the ring. It's like you, Gail Kim, Mickey James, and people are looking at you as on their level or above their level. How does that make you feel after sort of the period that you went through ahead of coming to Impact?
Yeah, I think it's a testament to what Impact is capable of doing with talent, and when people have talent, and then giving them the ball and just saying try things out, and don't be afraid to make mistakes, and let's see who you are, because the amount of in-ring promos and in-ring time that I've gotten over the last couple months is something that 2 years ago I was terrified of doing. So I think that Impact, really just having the confidence in me and working to restore that confidence in myself has made all the difference. So I couldn't be in this position without them saying, just go for it and let's see what happens.
So, you know, I like to solicit reader questions, right?
Yes.
You know, I love to do that. I love to get reader questions from people.
Yeah.
And I think I got more for you than anybody ever.
Oh, wow.
Let's get started. I don't know who Steve M. could be, but he wants to know your prediction for this weekend's Bound for Glory X Division Championship match.
Oh, so there might be another Steve M. in that match. And my prediction
what a
is
coincidence.
Bizarre, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Steve Macklin causing mayhem all across the X Division at Bound for Glory and then thereafter.
We've got a Chelsea G from Canada that asks, why didn't VXT ever work out for you? Is it because you can't be a tag team just because you're best friends with someone? And also, how many times do you get Wawa chicken strips a week?
I definitely probably get Wawa chicken strips at least once a week. When I was traveling with another Chelsea G from Vancouver, BC, I was definitely getting chicken strips like 2 to 3 times a week. So I've cut back. And then, yeah, you can't be a tag team if you're only best friends with the person. You need tag team continuity. But did you know that training with your partner would not give you continuity? So, I mean, yeah. That's why VXT didn't work out.
I can't wait.
We're too good of friends.
I can't wait to talk about that more later in this interview. But we have a Shaza from Australia who says, and it's weird that she'd be asking a question about someone with the same name as her. Will you please wrestle Shaza McKenzie? Please and thank you.
Please and thank you. I am going to reiterate that. I would love to wrestle a Shaza McKenzie from Australia.
You're going to have to dig a hole to Australia. She ain't never getting out of there. That's the rib. She ain't never getting out of there. And this one from an Uncle Dax says, is she interested in taking over Mexico with FTR? Well, I think you kind of already are, Deanna.
I think so. I think that just by me being the Reina de Reinas champion and them being the tag team champions now, we already are, but I would love to get together in Mexico for a AAA show and take over the entire show, but then take over the entire world with FTR.
And there's a lot of talks about forbidden doors and all that, and you've already stepped through one in AAA. And yeah. I don't think it's a secret. You and Britt Baker openly discuss possibly teaming together, possibly facing one another. Like, is this something that you all go to higher ups and personally pitch for? Like, hey, can we make this happen? We want it. People want it.
Yeah. I know that Britt and I have both done that. Went to Scott, went to Tony and was like, when can we make this happen? But yeah, I just think it was a matter of time and when it would be right. And that's why I started saying, well, we should just be a tag team because one of us has to lose the championship if we wrestle each other. But if we wrestle with each other against two other people, maybe at Impact Wrestling, where there's Knockouts Tag Team Champions, we can wrestle the champions and become tag team champions together. So that way it's the best of all worlds. No one is like the loser in that situation. We all win, right?
And another one of your friends, Chelsea Green, popped up in Impact. Is that something that you're interested in pursuing with her even? And I'm very interested to learn, if not Chelsea or Britt, then who?
Ooh, no, I think it's Chelsea or Britt. I think that...
How did I know that'd be your answer? Nobody. Nobody.
Nobody else. I just feel like those are legit my two real life best friends. They're the people I talk to all day, every single day. So I just think that works. I think that those are the two people that I traveled the country with, that I shared hotel rooms with, that I shared cars with, that, you know, Chelsea lived with me at one point and, you know, was training to get back in the ring after she had an injury. So those are people that I've lived this whole life with. And I don't think that there's any better person I could have a better relationship with than those two. So I know that that's what, you know, doesn't make tag team, right? But I think that having that dynamic and being able to finish each other's sentences and being able to know what each other are thinking or things like that really benefits having a tag team partner that can do that and then going for the gold because you can anticipate everyone's movements.
And I know for a while it looked like you all would be in different companies. I know she's in quite literally every company that's ever existed ever. But I mean, I see you all do Impact tapings together. I had heard she was supposed to pop up in AAA at one point around the time you were there. I saw you guys at like a convention this past weekend. I know you all are going to be at WrestleCade. Like, you don't just get to see your best friend in general. Like, when you go to work, you get to hang out with her an awful lot.
Yeah, and that's what makes work fun. I mean, we got to travel all weekend together this weekend. She lives 5 minutes down the street from me. So more than her being my best friend, I never had a sister. My relationship with Chelsea specifically is what I would liken to having a sister like. Just someone I spend every day with or talk to every day, can tell anything to. There's no judgment. And, you know, between her and Britt and myself, the success we've all seen in the last, you know, 2 years, year has been amazing. And there's no one I'd wish better for than the two of them.
What a turn of fortunes over the last like 2 or 3 years. I mean, you all were all pretty well free agents a couple years ago and booked heavily on the indies. Now you're all still booked heavily, but separate ways. You mentioned making your job fun. I'll tell you what makes my job fun: watching people fight on a farm. That one's pretty fun. I am made of questions right now. First off, you ducked my media call question when I said, how did you convince a cameraman to follow you? But how?
Cash is king, right? You can pay someone enough to do most things.
That's a good point. But I mean, like, they are an accessory at that point if charges are pressed. I mean, I'm not exactly a law expert here, but... I'm just so excited to hear about like how this came together and maybe the ideas tossed around. I mean, I would assume this was a pretty well, you do it straight through and hope for the best, but how does this even get brought to you?
Yeah. So actually this was something that, we were going to do the tapings before the last tapings and it just didn't work out. There wasn't enough time to do it. I mean, like there's only so much crew and you need to do it while there's a million other things taping and going on. So it didn't work out, you know, 2 months ago, but we were able to get it done, you know, last month at the tapings. And it's just fun because I feel like this story with Mickey is something that I haven't really gotten prior to this. And I haven't necessarily had a long drawn out storyline that I could really sink my teeth into and show a lot of character development, show a lot of range in. So when they said, you know, it was just going to be like a brawl in her house.
Sure.
Because it was going to be later at night. And, you know, I just didn't want to be awake until 2 a.m. during taping. So I was like, well, there's this block in between and can we try to do it during that? And then it just worked out. It was going to be during the day. And we were like, it should be on the farm. It's just a one take. Pray it all goes well. And there was a lot of different ideas that we had and there was so much space we could have used. But I think we were able to put the best product out there. And, you know, I've said this a ton too, like, these cinematic type things are really hit or miss. People really love them or they really hate them. And I was really nervous, as I am with most things, going out and seeing the reaction that people were gonna have. And the fact that everyone really loved it and was like, oh, hell yeah, like, this is awesome. These ladies are gonna kill each other. That was the vibe I really wanted.
You literally said you were going to kill her. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer? A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/Fightful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is my Sopranos moment. This is my breakout actress moment. I'm gonna, you know, be in the revival of many saints of Newark, right? But I've really wanted that feeling of like this she's gonna kill her, because that was only gonna help build the pay-per-view match at Bound for Glory even more. So I'm really, really thrilled with the reaction it got, how it's turned out, the story we're telling, and then the ultimate match we're gonna have at Bound for Glory.
Have you even bothered to clean the white sneakers yet?
I did, actually. Oh, wow. I threw the bodysuit I had on, my jeans and my white sneakers, into just a plastic bag in my suitcase, and I washed them immediately when I got home. And I've worn the sneakers since.
See, I've seen like on the TikTok and Instagram that like dirty sneakers, worn out sneakers are like in right now. And I was like, oh my, she could be style queen over that one.
Wow. Okay. I'm style queen, Matt.
So how long did it take you to film this? This is like, and this segment specifically got some of the most buzz I've seen for Impact in quite a while, which is really rad for the pay-per-view.
Yeah, it, maybe we were there for like 2.5 hours. It was just a camera guy, a sound guy, and Jimmy Jacob from creative at Impact, and me and Mickey Steve was there with us, and you know, we just kind of brainstormed, kind of like plotted out where we would be and what, you know, the end of each kind of room would be and how we'd make our way through the whole thing. But it was just kind of in and out, get it done, and hope for the best.
And you mentioned Steve, like he has really breaking out with some great vignettes, like the one that dropped this past week. Oh my god, like he's got such a unique, great delivery that, quite frankly, 99% of wrestling fans had no idea because he never talked at the place he was last time. Are you all like interacting on a daily basis, giving each other tips, feedback on these promos, these vignettes, all this?
Yeah, absolutely. He especially is just like thinks about wrestling 24/7. And I swear this morning, like, he's an early bird and I'm like a 10:30, 11 o'clock kind of person. So when he got back from the gym this morning and I was laying in bed, he was like, I was thinking like, I could say this in this promo and maybe cut this line. And I watched this clip and what do you think? And I'm like, I just opened my eyes, dude. Like, he's so excited about what he's doing and what he wants to deliver and how he wants to deliver it. And it really is exciting for me because he's never gotten a chance to do any of this stuff. So Impact is a whole new world. I mean, independent wrestling for him is a whole new world. So to see his eyes light up, it's kind of like a kid on Christmas being like, there's so much I could do and so much I could play with. And it's, I think he's even more excited to see when these things come out and see how people react to it. And him, you know, he bet on himself too by saying like, I'm going to continue wrestling and figure it out. He kind of got the shit end of the stick, and he's made the best of it. So, you know, Bound for Glory is super special for him because it's his first pay-per-view as a singles guy. And I'm excited for him.
I am too. He's been killing it. And I'm always so intrigued by your spot in like on any roster, but especially the Impact roster, because you're still so young. You're a baby by wrestling standards, but you've been wrestling for years. You've got this wealth of experience against a variety of people. I love that there was the callback, the Knockouts Knockdown. You wore the red gear similar to the gear you wore in your first TV match. But you're also working with people of varying experience levels. Like, for example, you defended the Impact title against Mercedes Martinez. You worked with Lady Frost, who I heard might be popping up in Impact even more. Megan Bain several times outside of Impact. Masha, who got signed to Impact. Like, are they asking for your feedback or anything on any of these women? Because obviously, Impact has reloaded. Like, they lost Kylie, Tessa, Taya in about a short span, and doesn't miss a beat. Here's the inspiration. Here's Deanna. Here's Chelsea. Are they asking for your input on these girls?
Yes and no. I think that because I've gotten a chance to work with so many people, whether it be coming in at Impact or on the independent scene, I definitely have the ability to say, like, no, I think she's really good, or I do think there's potential there, or this is what it felt like being in the ring with that person.
Or you can bury them.
If I wanted to.
You could just bury them. That Chelsea Green's the shits. Get her out of here.
Hate her. Yeah, I think that if I felt strongly about someone, I definitely have the ability to be like, I think that this would be a good get, or I don't think that person would be a good get. But I think that, you know, Gail, who's in charge of our Knockouts division, we have Madison Rain, who is wrestling, but is also doing stuff behind the scenes. You know, they are Impact Knockouts legends. They were with this division since the beginning and in its creation. So, you know, they kind of have a really strong grasp on who they want and what they think would be really good for our division moving forward. So the rebuilding process, I think, has been easy. I think, you know, and everyone kind of knows the legacy that comes with being a Knockout and being the Knockouts champion, but we've really doubled down on that, I think, especially, you know, in the last year. And without, you know, taking advantage of the people being released and having the ability to come in and kind of have flexible schedules and work other places, and has really aided to the growth of our division and just getting it to be back on top as the number one division in the world.
And I mentioned Knockouts Knockdown. I know you're a perfectionist about your work. Like, I can, I think I've even said to you and Britt, I was like, I can tell why you guys are friends, because you all think that, like, everything you do, you're like, terrible. Not good enough, not good enough. I asked about the Masha match, and you're like, I loved it. That has to feel good. And then for her to get a contract offer after that, that's got to feel doubly good, because you're helping reinforce this division. Did you know in the ring, like, oh, this is special chemistry here?
So Masha and I had wrestled at Beyond a couple months prior to that. And different dynamic. I was the babyface. She was the bad guy. And so it was a little bit of a different match. So going into this, knowing I would be wrestling Masha, I was kind of already like, okay, this could be really, really good. And then in the ring, I was like, holy crap, this is great. Like, while I was in there, loved it. It was just kind of easy and flowed. And there's not a lot of people that I can be super technical with or do something like we got to do. So when we started with the test of strength and we held on to each other, things like that, I haven't gotten to do with a lot of people in a long time. So it was really fun for me to really get into that technical aspect of wrestling that maybe doesn't always work with other opponents that I've had at Impact. So I knew it was going to be really different, and hopefully it would stand out on the card. I had no idea that it would get the reception it did, or that she was going to be offered a contract. That was 100%, you know, Gail being the agent in the back, being like, we need her, and then going out there and offering her. So it felt really good to, you know, not that she's phenomenal. She didn't need me to get that opportunity and for them to see that in her. But for me to be a part of that is really special for me, especially being the girl who was the independent talent coming into two different Knockouts Knockdowns. I mean, like you said, it was my first TV match when I wrestled Brooke Tessmacher. It was my eighth professional wrestling match. Like, I was so in over my head. So to see these girls kind of live that, but then come out on top and really, really show their talent and that they're a star and they deserve to be a Knockout, was really special and one of the coolest moments of my career thus far.
Deanna Purrazzo, I could talk to you about wrestling all day, but we'll have to save it for another time. Bound for Glory, October 23rd, Deanna Purrazzo, Mickey James, a dream match for the Impact Knockouts title. She'll also be at WrestleCade in November in Winston-Salem. So go stop by and say hi to Deanna Purrazzo. Deanna, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was nice to talk to you on camera this time.
Yes, exactly. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.